All right.
All right. Well, hey, everyone. I'm Magellan, and this is Kurt, and we're here with Valleys, who we saw play live at Barbecue Bazaar recently. They're amazing. Thanks for coming and joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Likewise, yeah, definitely.
Cheers. So, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Who do we have here?
Well,
Tim.
Zero makeup, Rihanna.
Drummer.
Bart.
Jay. Bass. Vocals. Guitar. Vocals.
Drum. Pretty much every instrument.
And but just about everything else.
Yeah, everything else, that's it.
The dreads, it's always full of talent.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I started growing, the rhythm.
Just you grew this?
Extensions.
It's worth it.
Yeah. All our different styles. Yeah, in a way. That's
pretty unique. Except you've all got moustaches.
Oh, no. Well, this is a new thing.
It is. Anyway, it's a new little trend we've got going on.
And
I basically have a moustache, but I just got some other stuff there as well.
Who started? I literally, that Barbecue Bazaar gig that you guys had, I was like, oh, new style. I've been short at the side of the moustache, and the next week, these two were like, oh, we got moustaches.
Yeah, it's because of you, but no.
Trendsetter.
Just pretty much, yeah.
I thought you'd get early for November.
Well, that's exactly funny you said that, because I was about to say Jay said that on the first time he gets home. But I found out, you know, November there, I went, yeah, just warming up.
Just warming up. So you'll have like full on like.
First one to get curly. Well, sort of a trend. Curly hand buzz wins.
Right. You look like one of the Three Musketeers.
I know. That's how I'm doing. It's called a Balbo, I think. The Robert Downey Jr., where you get this and in the scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've researched.
I've heard other things, but yeah.
That's called the D'Artagnan.
It depends what decade we're in,
yeah.
The French tickler. I had to say it.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
I'm sorry. All the French people watching, just like,
Oui, oui.
Petignon.
Yeah. So. You guys have been around for a while, right? Because I totally didn't, like, I don't know. I thought you looked familiar, but I didn't know why. It turns out, like, you played, how many years ago was that? At Elephant Place in the Valley?
Three? Then, probably about three years.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Max three, yeah, definitely. It's a good gig.
Yeah.
Anything up in
we
Brisbane
played
is great. We love it.
Basically, we moved on from there and...
Yep.
Got Bart on as their vocalist and started Valleys and
exactly
the rest is history and well
the rest is the future than history
but the last year is history and everything's going well and we're just good vibes and we've sort of just starting to really create our own sound with our music and it's kind of I think it's quite unique.
It is, for sure.
We've all got different influences and
and
we sort of let everyone have their own say and everyone has a chance to, like, create what they want to put in.
A new song we just wrote, actually, Joe, my influences are more from the heavy rock kind of background and Jay came up with a bass riff and I was like, oh, man, that is so Carnival. And in my mind, and I wrote this melody around it and I was like, oh, it's going to be so heavy and it's just going to be... And then when the boys finished with it, it's like, it's still pops, but it's just nothing like, and the vocal melody still works with it, but it's like, I expected it to be here and it's like here, but it still works really well. And I think that's really interesting about how.
Oh, it's a good combination, especially with your vocals. That's when I looked up link on Bandmix and it was just said Carnival, you know, it's a butterfly effect. And then you said the image and the old mic, I'm like, something about this, you know, this is going to work with our flavor, our sound. Well, we still haven't worked out exactly the sound that we're, what sort of genre we have as musicians, which is, I think it's really sort of stands us out a little bit, is that every song's different. You know, we all have our turns in writing. We don't have a style. We don't give ourselves a style. And the only thing is we're just trying to work out on the first release of our EP or album, how it's just going to flow, but I still reckon it will flow. It's just it's crazy. It just it seems to work. So
we're just making it
live. Yeah, keeping it going.
That's it. There's a bit, and we actually the gig that you guys came down to watch. We kind of wrote the set, like ordered the set in a way that anchor. So we've only got the two songs up on mine at the moment. We've got another one which we're just about to put out, and then another one which is just in post.
Yep.
And we. ordered it in a way that it was like started off poppy and like slow and mellow, and then at the halfway point it started picking up until it got quite fast paced. So we didn't know what kind of crowd to expect at Barbecue Bazaar. So we kind of went, well, if it's going to be families and that kind of stuff, let's start off mellow so we don't hit them too hard first and they leave. and in terms, it worked really well. Like that, I think we all would agree that was probably the best gig we played.
I was just about to say that. Easily. But just everything about it was just, you know, coming back from COVID, I think we're just so everyone's just so excited to get back to the live scene. We just put 100% into it and we just had fun. Like we just relaxed and I think we didn't, you know, it just was it was a really good reward for after this year. And I just think, yeah, it just was one of those gigs, you know, when you've got different gigs that work in different favours. Mm. But this was just the one that sort of, just made us more inspired, I guess.
It was pretty funny. Just before we went on stage, we saw that Melbourne was going into lockdown. And, like, we're literally just about, we're at the back of the stage and we're about to go on. And I don't know why, I picked up my phone. I think someone texted me and, like, I looked and I was like, well, let's enjoy tonight, boys, because this is it. Like, we're not going to play another gig for the, because we're just sort of going to. And so we all just went, all right, let's just go out there. Who cares?
Yeah, that's it.
We're not going to play again for 6 months. True. And in turn, it was like the funnest gig we've ever played because there's no pressure. And we're just like, let's just have fun. Yeah. And it was such a fun gig.
Then the gig after that, like the next night, we play that party gig.
Oh, that's
and we play
right,
one song and you just hear like,
no one knew it. We literally was just, but it was the best place, the best venue. But it was just like, thank God it was, because it was a really cool crew. It was like, Jay's all guys.
It was like, didn't know any covers. It's like,
it was just the crowd. We were like riding this high where we're just like, that was the best. Like everyone was screaming halfway through songs, and then we played this like just this private party, and obviously like everyone's drinking beers and. And then when we finished and Jay goes, well, that brought us back to work.
That's right. So just remember that gig we had?
So funny. People were just like, well done, boys. See us. Good fun.
They keep you humble, though.
They do. They do.
I mean, at this stage, we're just like,
stop playing your own music.
That's it.
Play some we all know.
Stop playing something that you took weeks to write. Play something that took you 5 minutes to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked to actually even have any gigs at the moment.
Well, that's it. To be honest with you, after, like you said, the Barbecue Bazaar thing, I didn't expect us to actually do any more gigs after that. And at the same time, it's sort of like almost turning into a bit of a mini train, isn't it? Just we've got getting ones coming up, and it's, you know, still got
what's coming up, Bart?
We've got Barbecue Bazaar on the 14th of November, and then hopefully it's yet to be 100% finalised, but we should hopefully be at Greaser Bar on the 20th, the week after.
That'd be exciting.
And then there's a couple kind of waiting in the wings, but then we've got a gig booked at in Brizzy at the Flaming Galah on the
29th.
What a cool name of venue. That's sick. And check it out. I was like, that was cool.
So we've got a couple others. There's quite a few venues that, obviously, as with everyone, there's quite a few venues that we had stuff booked in over COVID.
Amongst a lot of musicians that have struggled hard this year.
We're pretty lucky in the fact that ours is purely a hobby. Like there's no financial reliance on what we do. We're just there for fun. Like if there's money, cool. So then we obviously all know.
And we put in the kitty into recordings anyway, and we always just keep consistently doing that. And it just gave us a lot of motivation.
We didn't spend much money over that time either, did we? We're all trying to just
have
a bit of a relaxing time, and I think it's like reinvigorated us to a sense, and it's allowed us. We've just got 3 new tracks we're in the process of recording at the moment, and they're just like completely, I feel, unique to what we've done in the past. And it's like, it feels like, you know,
it's probably the first time that we've actually written songs all together, including Bart, because we had a lot of the previous songs and was like, I'm going to get those out of the road. We want to start fresh with Bart and Valleys and the whole band, you know? And this was so, like, you know, Jay was saying, it's just so pumped to get these three. Timmy's written a couple, Jay has, and we've all just, you know, put our ideas in as we usually do, but it's just a nice, good, fresh start. It's really, really good. And it's paid off for all the years, to be honest with you, of us doing what we're, you know, we love doing regardless, but it's just paid off in a really good way. And we're just going to keep on going.
Nice. It's really awesome.
4 or 5 years. Yeah. Yeah, so nice. I had a little business down there. And I was in a band called, I was in two bands. I was in a band called Animata, which we, like, I don't know, lots of fun. Heavy, kind of, as I said, with my influence, like, kind of Carnival Butterfly Effect-y.
The sounds are actually really good. The songs are great.
Yeah, we did, like, we did an EP and an album. And, like, played that Banana Fest in Coffs with, like, Illy and all those people. So that was pretty cool. And then my partner and I actually moved to Canada. So we went to Canada, we packed up, we sold everything and took off. We lived in Banff. So we did 10 months in Banff. Yeah, so just spent a winter snowboarding and summer hiking.
Yeah.
And then we backpacked through Central America. We started in New Orleans and then we went down through Central America, down to Colombia.
Oh, you went to New Orleans.
Yeah, so we were in New Orleans for the French, completely accidental. Got there for the French Quarter Festival. We walked in and like I've always wanted to go there and we went in and like we booked flights and I think the Airbnb host or something said, oh, like, yeah, you're so cool that you got here for the French Quarter Festival. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That was a complete fluke. And, man, anyone who enjoys music, who enjoys traveling, go there. Yeah. It's every corner is a busker, and they're the best buskers you've ever seen, and they're all so different, and there's like people playing music on balconies and then in venues. And
I heard it just doesn't stop. It doesn't. Pretty much 24/7.
You walk in, and you're like, can I get a cocktail, and they're like, have here a takeaway, and you're like, what? And like, you get those hand grenades, they're like in the plastic cups, they're frozen drinks, and like three shots in them, and you're drinking, just walk, and they've just got marching bands. It's just like cerebral. Cool.
Coke cans on the back.
Oh, that's cool. Just making everything work.
It's just insane.
Musically, that's
cool. It's insane. Yeah. And then the food. Food's amazing.
It's sort of something that everyone has to, as a musician, has to go to once in their entire life.
It's just fantastic.
I was on my way there and Hurricane Katrina hit like the week before.
You're kidding me.
So I was in Miami. We got hit by it when I was in Miami. And then obviously it just destroyed the place so I could go. Man. But I mean, obviously, you know, it was worse for them.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll get back there. I've heard they bounce back well.
There's still deep scars there. Mm. We were
outskirts and stuff like
yeah, still flooded. Yeah, like they just abandoned whole districts. And then we were on the way to the airport to fly to Mexico City, and the Uber driver it was raining hard, like it was like a heavy rain you'd get here, but he was like
panicking.
Oh, it's gonna happen again. Yeah. It's gonna happen again. And like we were just like thinking, oh, this goes crazy. But at the same time, he was probably like a little bit of PTSD.
He was
saying, oh no, like talking to himself in the front of the car. And it was once again, like it was raining pretty heavily, but it's the kind of thing here where you'd be like, wow, it's really raining.
Yeah.
Whereas there, like, yeah, it's like so I can't even imagine the Airbnb we stayed in. Was like rocking, like, and I was like, how did something like this stay up? Yeah. So, anyway, that was cool.
One day, hopefully, we do that as a band. And
But then you came back, and then did you go back to Evans or did you come?
No, I moved straight to Goulding. Yeah. So, went back, rekindled with the other boys a little bit, but it was too far by the time I came here. It's like driving to Lismore to jam and stuff. Ned Lenz Studio, shout out, Neddy Boy.
And you were sort of going to get off the side of it, you were sort of going to just go, oh.
Hey, I was, yeah, I gave up. I quit music.
Got him at the right time.
I've been singing since I was like 14 and got to the point where I'm completely self-taught, so I've got really poor technique. But I was doing the rock band and then playing the cover band, and I was practicing 2-3 times a week and then gigging, and I kept getting laryngitis and losing my voice, and then I'd wait like 6 months and then sing once and lose my voice, and I was like, trying to do stupid shit. trying to do Elmo and stuff like that. I got really fed up with it.
Sweating it up over there.
And then gave up, and then I come back and moved to Gold Coast, and after about a year here, I think it was like Band Mix or something.
Yeah, it was Band Mix.
And I made a profile. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna Melbourne's got Melband. Has anyone ever used Melband? It's fantastic. It's like prehistoric, but it's like an old school forum and it's so active. And you're like, I want to start a band. And like 50 people go, yeah, sick. And oh, like, wow. There's nothing like that here. They've actually rebranded to Ozband, but it's not the same. Melbourne's just got like this scene that, and there's nothing like that. And I looked on Facebook and nothing really happening. And then I jumped on BandMix and like created a profile. And then I was like, I'll message some people. And it's like, you need to pay $20. And I was like, oh, I'm too much of a tin ass to pay $20 to message people. And then this guy like messaged me. I was about to delete it.
And I was going to rehearsal and just things were changing the band. It just wasn't quite something. We just hadn't quite got it. We're just trying to work around our style a bit more. As we always do. And then because we lost the original singer.
Timmy's like an amazing singer as well.
Yeah.
And he was going to be the front man, but we couldn't find a drummer that was suitable. Mm. And we've just got this chemistry as a drummer, bass player.
Yeah, we always have. That's one thing about us.
It's kind of like the core of the band.
Yeah, 100%.
To be honest. I mean, and obviously, you know, Bart is just amazing on top. But as it turned out, Z's always had kind of...
I didn't even tell the boys. I was sitting
there messaging him, and I've just gone... Okay, we haven't really discussed this.
I message him, and then all of a sudden, I've just gone, he won't reply back to whenever, by the time I speak, always be all... And he's like, literally, probably 2-3 minutes later, it was like $16 for a message. I'm like, oh, God. So, all right, stuff. I'm going to take a risk because I have this gut feeling about this. And then all of a sudden, I obviously did, and then he's called back literally straight away. So the whole rehearsal, it was about 25 minutes, was him and I speaking about, you know, our situation, what was going on with the band, etc. I was so pumped to tell the boys, and then they didn't know what to expect, that sort of stage. And then it sort of, the rest of it just sort of, we didn't even talk about it after you're in the band. I was just like, boys, is anything you just want to talk about? They're like, no, we're happy with everything. And it just sort of worked out well.
The funny thing was
Z's message was like, it was like, hey man, I just paid like $20 to message you, so please don't ignore this.
And I was like, yeah, all right,
I'll give him a call. But that's it. And then came in for a jam, and like they sent me a couple of tracks, and I one of the things
there was one that was just yeah,
it was actually it was zero hour.
One of the songs we're gonna play tonight. I came and said, oh, this, and then but one of the things that kind of stuck out for me the most was that like I played and I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool. Because when you're starting new projects, it takes so long to find the right people and then find the right music that you're happy
100%.
With.
It's
like a solid 6 months before you actually start getting progress.
That's why I play solo.
I don't rely on anyone else.
Yeah.
Well, we did go through a lot of singers prior to that, didn't we? We went through a lot of singers, even right at the start especially, and then...
A couple of drummers,
exactly right, and we couldn't replace Timmy. He went to vocals as well, and then he did well on that one. We're just trying to do so many things to try and make it sort of work, and it's sort of now I think it's the foundation of a totally different step of what we used to do in the past.
Yeah.
We've still got the chemistry, and Bart just topped it off on that. It was great, and Valleys was, yeah, I don't know, it just sort of came out naturally, didn't it?
Well, and that's what I was going
to
say.
Has nothing to do with Valium.
The reason we kind of threw some names around, and one of the things that like I kind of thought of is because Currumbin Valley and Telebudra Valley, but then
we're nature boys.
But then the funny thing is that the name spelled correctly was taken, so we spelled it incorrectly, and then we're like, oh, we don't really want
to. It's actually a boy band or something called The Valleys or something.
Tribute band to Valleys. But they're Valleys. So. But that's why when people say, we've got The Valleys here, I'm like, no, that's not
the
band.
Just Valleys. Thanks I think for putting the extra effort in, but
I reckon the connotations are pretty cool. We're on the Gold Coast, and the hinterland.
Like, yeah, that's right. And like Maneuver was pretty much that sort of sound where our names were changed. This is sort of reincarnation of that, which I think is the nature side of things. Just sort of worked, and we were all together when we named this. We weren't just we weren't individual going, oh, you know, just going back and forth and thinking. It just sort of happened. Yeah, that'll do.
Just let the music be what it is, rather than any preconceived ideas. Because we actually at the time didn't know where it was going to go.
Yeah.
And we're only, as I said, we're only just starting to find out, but we're trying to push these next three songs through so that people can really see the direction that we're heading in the future.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a journey because we don't know where it's going to go, which is the most exciting thing about it.
Yeah, man.
But it's going to be groovy. Going to have some sick rhythms. Yeah. And, you know, we all complement each other in the sense that I can, like, take over melodic aspects of the bass, and Zee can sit back and really just take his time and really just paint over it. But then sometimes we can swap, and I take over that aspect of it, and then
it's amazing once that chemistry hits, and then it's just like, wow. It just sometimes, you know, just like anything musical, I suppose, but we're just very lucky to have all that.
Yeah.
Originally, the start off, that, you know, that was one of the hardest things, is getting that, you know, and it's like,
I think one of the coolest things is that we all kind of impress each other a little bit.
Yes.
Like we all sit back and go, oh, fuck, man, he's really good at this.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't know if they feel that way about me. Probably not.
No.
But like, there's
literally, we don't have to worry about you.
But there's when different ways of writing songs just, as well. Like Timmy will actually come to us with a whole song, like in his mind.
Yeah.
Or sometimes record it, and we'll just like, you know, come together and give it everything we've got to make it the best song we possibly can. Sure.
And one day we'll write a good song.
I guess we're just all confident with each other's abilities. So, you know, when we get on stage or when we're recording, we just know that the job's going to get done.
Yeah, except that last gig at Barbecue.
Yeah.
And we trust we all want the best for the song as well, which is what we write it for. Like, we're willing to sacrifice flair and doing something on our own accord just to make the song be what it needs to be, which is, you know,
we're not rushing the songs, you know, when you jam and you sort of go, oh, that idea, that'll work. And it was like that because we sort of just went, and it worked really well at the time because we're just experimenting, just loving the sounds that we're sort of getting. But now we're sort of starting that we're spending a lot more time into the, and especially now Bart's in that we're spending a lot more time in just getting all of us into as a band and creating from start to finish. And it really paid off when we were in the, you know, when we were in rehearsals a couple of weeks ago. We spent like 5 hours and just solid on the one song. It just was amazing. It was like, wow.
Was just done,
so we were improving on that as well.
That was crazy. We literally spent amazing hours polishing.
It was from where it started on the night to where it was, at, you know, 4 or 5 hours later. It was completely different to what we imagined. But we were like, we have to make this work.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's something we hadn't really heard before. It's like a mishmash of all these different influences that you can tell. And I think, it's going to sound fresh for people, I feel, if we can, like, you know, obviously produce it correctly.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, Timmy makes it easy for us sometimes too. He can write, he'll just write, his natural songwriter, vocalist, percussionist, you know, all that sort of stuff all around. So, you know, Timmy writes some songs and then we'll be like, oh, sweet. So we'll just get automatically in the mix of that. And then Jay will come up with some amazing bass lines. And I just think that the fact that we're, you know, like a lot of the songs start with drums, you know, sometimes vocal and all that, but a lot of songs start with bass, you know, you know, and it's like just little things like that just sort of, that we look back and go, okay, we're not doing it by the rule book. You just do it by basically whatever we feel is right.
Yeah.
And it stands out, and actually we just, you know, enjoy it because of that, I think, too.
We've only just started doing more songs, or we just started in one particular that you've written the vocal for. So we're going to do it from that direction backwards. And, you know, I feel like with that freedom, it's not just the one person writing every song. Like, you kind of would get mundane. I think everybody in the band would get a little bit like...
It feels like again, work. Feels like a chore.
That. Is that the same key, or is that the, like, you know, the same groove? It's like, well, like, we don't know what the next one's going to come up with, but we just want to make sure that it's going to be like, you know, something fresh and unique.
And Bart's literally topped us off to get to where we're actually where we wanted to be, in a way, by just keeping reincarnating that spark and music, and very positively, because we're positive guys, you know, right? And we just needed that, not just, like you said, it's just not about just the music and what style and all that, but just very, very lucky that, you know, Bart came in with a, if anything, he's personalized way more than us. We had to put our seatbelt on for that one.
Yeah.
He's a kid, as we all know, we love him. But it's like, it's good because it keeps us into that. And you're basically the manager of the band too, they keep on the gear of, you know, if it wasn't for, we're getting all these gigs now, et cetera, I don't know, it's been photo shoots and all that sort of stuff we've thought about, but Bart's organised and really been passionate about and made it happen.
So it's very much taken the reins recently.
Well, I was about to say a lot of used bows.
As soon as Jay's has twins, I'm like, you can take some responsibility, mate. You don't have enough.
We just drink now.
So the tracks that you've been recording, you have been recording, right? When are they coming out soon?
Well, we've tracked drums and bass. And guitars will be this week.
Sunday was bass. Last night was drums, and I was supposed to go in, but it got rescheduled, which sort of made sense after this to do guitar, which is rescheduled for tomorrow.
Probably
and then Bart will be in, hopefully on the weekend or something.
That being said, though, we've got as I said, we've got another track that's finished. That
and it's going
to
be
being the slack ass that I have. It should have been actually up on Spotify by now, but I've been busy with other stuff. So we've actually got another couple of songs that will likely come out before it. So I don't know. We've got to kind of sit down and discuss a bit of a release strategy for those three. But
yeah, hopefully we can smash them out within like.
Well, there's summery songs. Summer's coming up
before the end of the year. It'd be cool to get them all out. Yeah. The strategy so far has just been kind of drip feed.
Yeah.
Zero Hour came out well with the COVID and just the way. More so the riots. Can I say? But yeah. I mean, yeah. I just.
It's a very politically charged song.
Okay.
Yeah, we had Sunshine, which is another track, which we've actually, some people have heard it. We were actually going to release that first, but then all the riots sort of happened in America, and it was just like, wow, well, from Black Lives Matter. And it was really suited to the lyrics of the song. It was really written to that.
Much
and we thought, well, we need to release this song now because it's really relevant. So we sort of pushed the Sunshine back, but that's kind of cool because it's all sunshine. It's going into summer.
But it's
also politically driven.
Well, it's somewhat.
It's a bit of a juxtaposed song, that one.
What's that about again?
I
misconstrued it the first time.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Funny. So Zero Hours, you'll hear it a little bit later, hopefully. It's like the proper political one, whereas Sunshine, the intro riff to that, it sounds very Pearl Jam, Jeff Buckley, and it's like, it's just really happy. And when the boys showed me, and Tim comes up with some incredible vocal melodies, and it's funny because I hear his and I'm like, how did you come up with that? And then he goes to me, how did you come up with that? And our brains are just on different levels. And
two different vocals too, which sort of makes it unique because, you know, it's great.
And then he came to me and he's like, man, I've been trying this song forever and I can't do anything with it. And I sometimes, what I do when I'm writing is I just jump in my car and just blare instrumentals and just sing. And
check.
We just bought a Hyundai i30 and it can record you in the car. So like literally I play through my phone and then I record on the stereo, and my partner loves it because if you write melodies like da-ba, and then she'll jump in the car and be like, cack herself, because it's like, and you just make up lyrics. So it's just like, and then every time you get in the car, it auto plays, and it's so embarrassing. Cool. But anyone who gets a new car, it's
We good? Do we got a minute?
Got a minute.
Okay. We got, when I come up with a guitar idea, I'll literally, because I always I start with the guitar, because that's where I. That's my safe place. So I have guitar bit. I come up with an idea, and then I'm like, got to put a melody on top, and it's always like, la 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 la. Okay, so stupid. Just, you watch the video later.
No one can ever listen to this, please.
Yeah,
except my partner drives around like cranking it, so everyone can hear my shame.
Nice.
Hi, we're Valleys, and this song is called Under Your Skin.
Okay, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me what you wanna say. Why do you push me away? I can't hear you anyway. Why was it so hard to see everything you said to me? Why are we so hard to bear? Why are we so hard to bear? Say that we'll be on our own. We promise we'll be honest. We fight the fires for the truth, forgetting what we started. Yeah. Tell me what you wanna say. Why do you push me away? I can't hear you anyway. Why was it so hard to be everything we could have been? Why are we so hard to be? Why are we so hard to be? Why are we so hard to be? Getting wild.
way I don't fall into you, but I'm already under your skin. You say I don't fall into you, but I'm already under your skin. You say I don't. You say
Hey, we're Valleys. This song's called Zero Hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Silence all the doubters. The cards are on the table. We're approaching 0 hour. But I suppose you'll still oppose what we're made to wear devoured. It's all in your hands. But you prefer to wash them than put them to work. It's not hard. Up in your ivory tower, the one we built you brick by brick, yeah, you bleed us by the hour. And as I understand it, these cries are getting louder. But what you built you can destroy, and your fall is looking dour. It's all and put them to work. It's not hard to comprehend who it is you really sell.
couldn't help himself.